Laura, are you decent?
The rap on her door and the voice of Dave Dennis brought Laura Lane shudderingly upright and awake. She was sitting at her dressing table, still only half dressed. She had been dreaming. In her dream, she had been in front of the camera, and the eye of the camera had slowly turned into George's eye and winked at her. The slow, maliciously knowing wink that had been George's trademark in burlesque. But George was dead. George had been dead for 5 years, and she only dreamed about him when she was very tired, as she was now. So tired, she dozed off in the middle of changing for the party that was going on downstairs.
Just a minute, Dave.
Laura Lane, star of Star-Crossed Love, premiered that night, the night of the party. Laura Lane, star, public property. She didn't know, how could she, but as she sat down in front of her mirror and regarded her lovely, expensive face, events were beginning which would carry her and one other swiftly beyond midnight.
Well, Laura, perhaps you've forgotten you're giving a party. Especially to cement good relations with the press, which you are not doing by sulking up here in your room. Even though Star-Crossed Love did premiere tonight and was a smash, you'll certainly not influence columnists and make friends unless you show, and I mean soon.
Oh, I'm coming, Dave, I'm coming. Tired, that's all.
A star can't afford to be tired. A star belongs to the public, and that means the press.
You'd better get out of here, or I might... throw this at you.
Dear, dear. Harry Lawrence gave you that statuette. He would be charmed, I'm sure, to see it thrown around the room.
He won't see it, Dave. Only you'll see it as it hits you. Now get out. Please.
Just a minute, Laura. There'll be none of the famous Laura Lane temperament tonight, or your name will be mud for good.
Oh, don't worry. I'll smile at every one of those harpies. As though I didn't want to spit in their faces. I suppose Hala French and Billy Pierce are here.
And biting nails and waiting for you.
Yeah, I'll bet. They're pumping Marie, my maid, and Pedro, the houseboy, about what time I brush my teeth. Marie's on Hala's payroll, you know, to pass along any juicy little items she can about me. Pedro does the same thing for Billy. If I talk in my sleep, those vultures know about it the next day.
They are very important to a star's career, you know that. I'll expect you in 10 minutes. Oh, yes, there's a new columnist here from Eastern Syndicate. He wants a short interview with you. How it feels to be the woman every man yearns for.
I'll give him 3B. Now send up Harry with a drink and I'll be right down.
On your best behavior.
Am I tired? 35 and usually looking 29. Tonight I feel 40. I'm reshooting a premiere. Well, 3 smash hits in a row and my contract to the company's worked off. Now, Harry and me, we can go ahead and form our own company. Make the pictures we want to. Shoot them abroad. Away from all the chiselers and newshouses. Magazine phonies and Dave Dennis. Oh, my, how I love you, Dave. Almost as much as you love me. Vultures. Suck your blood and turn it into ink. Only chiseling away at me for 5 years now. Trying to learn the truth about my past. Hmm? Well, I'm not going to find out because... Harry, me... You've worked too hard to keep it hidden.
It was a wonder those 7 years before she'd hit Hollywood didn't show in her face. 7 years in cheap burlesque houses across the nation doing a strip act with George, her husband. George had taken everything she made and abandoned her when she was sick. George, whose only unselfish act in the whole of his life had been getting himself killed in a holdup in Newark.
Boy, Billy Pierce and Hale French had loved to take that story up and plaster it across 300 papers for 100 million readers. I love you, Harry. We can be married now. Our own company. Of course, we'll have to clear it with Hala first. Grim death is not so unrelenting as Hala French towards anyone who breaks a promise. And we did promise her an exclusive. Better? Somehow I look better in a mirror than in real life. 38 and a half. 24, 36. And oh my. Every single.
Come in, Harry.
But it wasn't Harry Lawrence. It was a smaller man with jet black hair and large, horn rimmed spectacles that hid most of his face.
Who are you? What do you mean by coming into my room?
Eastern Press. Just wanted a little interview.
I told Dave I'd see you downstairs.
I figured you'd rather talk privately, Gloria.
Who are you? What did you call me?
And then the man took off the spectacles and ruffled his smoothly plastered hair. Then slowly his right eye closed. Then half opened again in a slow, long, obscenely knowing wink.
Recognize me now.
No. You're dead. You are. It was in the papers. You're dead.
A mistake. Now let it ride. Took me a long time to find you, baby. No name, no nose, no teeth, no career. Not much left of Gloria Gordon of George and Gloria. Yeah, nice place you got here. Not like those rat holes we used to play.
What do you want? Hey, here's the money. I'll pay you. I'll pay $35,000 to clear out and get a divorce.
Divorce? I'm your loving husband. Come back to you after a long and regrettable separation.
I'd die first. You were a rat, and you're still a rat. Don't forget what happened in Cleveland. You can still go to jail for that.
While everybody reads about Gloria Gordon, burlesque stripper, now Laura Lane of Hollywood fame, I have some pictures of you, baby, the scandal magazines would really go for.
George, I'm warning you. I raised it to 100,000. But get out. You're not going to push me around anymore.
Baby, this is California. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. You got $1 million in the bank.
Get away from me.
Kiss your long lost husband who had amnesia and you're going to nurse back to health. Act nice now if you want me to be nice. Now, come on, kiss Lucy George. Now, come to your husband like a loving woman should.
Pain and loathing were a white fire in her mind. She felt her groping right hand touch the silver statuette, and she realized she was lifting it, swinging it, bringing it down. And then she was standing over George, the statuette in her hand, and George was lying on the scatter rug in front of the fireplace, his eyes wide open as if in startled surprise, the side of his head crushed.
Nora, what is this?
Harry.
Harry.
hitting him then. She fell. Harry.
I understand. Look at the press boys.
He's here to blackmail me, Harry. I thought he was dead.
He is now. He certainly is now.
If they find out, if Taylor finds out, you know, she'll open a vendetta against you. She's spread it all over the country, the world. You know, she's likely to take Georgie's side and paint a pathetic picture of the poor guy in jail and abandoned by you. And then calling him back only for you to knock his brains out.
Harry. Oh, Harry, that'll be the end of everything. Our plans, the company. Harry.
Yeah, maybe a term in San Quentin for you. For manslaughter.
No, Harry, no. And it must be something we can do. Nobody knows him. He's here under a false name. He's not a real columnist. If we could get rid of him. Dave, maybe he'd help us for the sake of the studio, Harry.
No, we couldn't trust him. You know, he cut his own grandfather's throat for the story.
What could we do? How can we get him away from here? You know I'm spied on. Marie and Pedro watch everything I do. I couldn't sneak a suitcase out of this house and open it in privacy, much less get rid of George. Harry!
No, I know. But we have to get him out of sight. And you have to go downstairs. Haven't you got a trunk or something somewhere?
In the closet. An old wardrobe trunk of my mother's. It's empty.
Well, fix yourself. I'll tend to George.
And she turned to the mirror and feverishly began to put on her face. She tried to wipe away and cover the redness around her beautiful gray eyes. Suddenly she felt and looked old. Old and afraid. And then she turned and there was no George. No bloody statue, no rug. Just a trunk. A big trunk.
Yeah, George is sleeping peacefully. He'll keep on trying to figure something. But I think we better break up the party and call in the police. I'm sure we can make a self-defense plea stick. Yeah, but it'll be messy.
No, Harry. I fought my way to the top in Hollywood. And I'm going to stay there. George isn't going to spoil that. We have to think of something else. We have to.
All right. Let's go downstairs and meet the press. And smile, Laura. Smile. There's Laura Lane.
Oh, isn't she beautiful?
At last. Where's that columnist from Easter?
Oh, I talked to him, Dave. I think he's rushed off to file his story.
Oh, here's Hala. Hala, darling.
Oh, Hala.
Harry, darling. Laura. You're looking pale tonight, dear. I think you're working too hard.
I love my work, Hala, darling. I wouldn't have it otherwise.
Listen, when are you two taking the fatal plunge?
When we do, you shall know about it first of all, Hala.
And Hala French's eyes became George's eyes. They seemed to wink at her, lewdly, knowingly.
Easy, baby. Looks as if you're seeing haunts. Look, I've got it. Come along and just follow my lead. Dave's as mad as a nest of hornets, and Hala's going to be madder. But it's the only thing we can do. Now, come on.
Okay, everybody. Now, please. I have a real surprise announcement for you. Now, I confess, I just learned about it myself, so to speak. Dave, the floor's yours.
And I just learned about it, too, because Laura and Harry only just made up their minds. So you must forgive them for springing the news on you this way. But I'm going to let Harry tell you.
Now, because you are all our friends, Laura's and mine, the news is simple. Laura and I, well, we've been in love for a long time. And now that Laura's picture is in the can, we decided the time has come. We're going to be married. Well, we're going to slip away tonight and fly to Yuma and be married. Those of you who want to come are invited. As many of you as the plane I'm going to charter will hold. The rest of you are invited to stay and keep this party going. We'll be back tomorrow to pick up our things and start on our honeymoon. And we hope that we have the best wishes of everybody here.
But why, Harry, why? Oh, I'm so glad, but why?
Because Laura is the only thing we can do to get rid of George. Even a Hollywood star is entitled to a little privacy on our honeymoon, isn't she?
Oh. Oh, if I ever have to smile for a photographer again.
Easy. Easy, Mrs. Lawrence.
We've been married for 12 hours and we've hardly been alone at all. Oh, those photographers. They asked for a big smile. I thought of George waiting in the trunk there. And I smiled, Harry. I smiled.
Laura.
Thanks, darling. I'm all right now.
Dave Dennis Ball. Well, how are the two lovebirds? All ready for the honeymoon?
Yes, Dave, darling. Thanks for handling so many details for us. You've been a lamb.
Oh, that's okay, but I still wish you'd give me some notice. We could have had stories in all the papers for a month.
Well, love and war waits for no man. You know how it is.
By the way, you never did tell anybody where you're going.
We're going to Mexico. But we told you, we want privacy. No interviews, no reporters.
Now, wait a minute. You crossed me up springing this marriage on everybody. You can't cut me out of all the angles.
We can, and we're going to.
I've already promised Hale a French and exclusive on your first day of being married. If you wanted to hate your guts forever, including the new company, well...
Listen. 2 days. 48 hours to ourselves, and we'll play ball. Hale can have the exclusive story of that 2 days.
Okay. 2 days. Mexico, huh?
That's right. Yeah, we're going up the mountains to visit an old friend of mine.
All the boys and girls are gathered downstairs. I think it'd be awfully nice if you said a few words, Laura.
She will, Dave. Just as soon as we've told Marie to see the cars loaded, we'll be done.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, all you wonderful people. I can't tell you how happy we are and what your good wishes mean to us. You've been so sweet and understanding. And now we have just one more favor to ask. Please, dear friends, don't try to follow us or find out where we're going. We would only like one wedding present from the world. 2 days by ourselves. Just to be by ourselves, alone. Quite alone.
Quite alone. So we can get rid of George, my first husband, a swine.
Yeah, I think we're in the clear now. They started out trying to follow us. I'm betting they did in spite of your request. We've lost them. It's a good job we didn't trust that double-crosser Dennis, though.
Anyway, we're married, Harry. That's something. And we'll stay married. We have to. We both know too much.
We're married and we'll stay married because we want to. George did that much for us anyway.
Every mile of the way, I can feel him back there behind us in the trunk, winking at us, as if he knew what was happening.
Laura, there's headlights behind us. Something's coming.
Harry,
fast.
Reporters! Oh, no! Harry, they...
No, listen. Police!
They found out. Oh, my Harry! They found
they
out.
They couldn't have. Only you and I and George know. Anyway, we can't run away from a police car and a station wagon. Whatever happens, be Laura Lane to the hilt.
See your license. You're in a big hurry to go someplace tonight, mister.
Well, officer, as a matter of fact, we are. We've just been married, you see, and...
officer, I'm sure you'll understand.
And her hand found the interior light of the vehicle and switched it on. And the illumination showed off her loveliness. And she draped herself suggestively back across the seat. And the thick-set policeman's heart missed perhaps one beat as one of Hollywood's more famous chests was displayed.
Officer, I'm Laura Lane, and this is my husband.
How do you do, officer?
We were just married this morning.
Laura Lane, huh? Say, I saw your wedding on TV, the newsreel this afternoon, and the papers are full of it.
Oh, all that publicity. And now we're trying to get away for a quiet honeymoon. If we're speeding, that's why.
Sure, yeah.
And Harry Lawrence's hand dropped outside the car, and the policeman took the large bill it held.
I know how it is. Say, will my wife get a kick out of here, and I almost arrested Laura Lane on a honeymoon.
You're so understanding. Bring your wife to the studio sometime. I'd love to have her watch us shoot a scene.
You bet. She's sure get a bang out of that. Lots of luck, Mr. and Mrs. Lane.
I can't take any more, Harry. I just can't.
Don't have to, sweetheart. We're going to turn north in a mile towards my lodge in the mountains. We've been running south just in case Dave came after us. And now it's safe to double back. My 3 a.m. will be at the lodge. It's completely deserted up there this time of the year. And we can get rid of George once and for all. We're here. There's the lodge. Everything's fine. I haven't seen a headlight in an hour. Now we have to get George inside and hide him in the cellar. Once that's done, we'll lock the place up and let it rot. He'll be safe till doomsday.
All the time, I've been sure George would still somehow find a way of spoiling everything.
And someday I might even make a movie about George.
Don't say that, Harry.
Okay, forget it. Let's go. Light.
I can't find the light.
It's overhead. It's with a string. Come on. George is getting heavy.
What is it?
Mexico! When he had a marked road map showing the way to his lodge in his top coat pocket and didn't bother to take out Mexican visitors' cards. Okay, everybody, get a picture. Let's welcome the happy pair. I think he's carrying the bride over the threshold. Put the lights on.
Harry was standing beside Laura when the lights came on and the flash bulbs exploded. George was over his shoulder. And that gentleman's face was only a few inches from Laura's. She didn't see Dave Dennis and the group of reporters. She didn't see the woman who was screaming. She saw only George's dead eye so close to her as it slowly opened under the effect of advancing rigor mortis then half closed again in a lewd and knowing wink.
Beyond Midnight.